Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they thought they had a deal. At the end of last season, the NFL contributed a boatload of money. It was several hundred thousand dollars to the National Football League players in order to address, give them some access to addressing the perceived social problems, okay? I saw that as a sellout. And then this spring we heard that, no, here's what's going to happen. According to the NFL, at the owners' meeting, they came up with, you have to stand if you're on the field and you represent the team, whether you're wearing a uniform or a coach or anything else, you have to stand during the anthem. If you don't want to stand during the anthem, you don't have to, but you'll have to go into the locker room and come out after the anthem's over, which is a perfectly acceptable thing. And then they asked the owners to come up with suggestions for the punishment for not kneeling and not following the directive. And Miami, something leaked out of Miami that said it could be a possible 4-game suspension. Well, it hit the fan then, right? Because nobody wants a suspension. The owners don't want a suspension because some of their key players may not be playing. The players don't want a suspension for the reason is that they'd be suspended. That's pretty easy. And now that's on hold while they have a dialogue discussion. What a load of crap. And I'm thinking that I think the owners have lost track of the feelings of the fans. Because guess what? The players don't kick in money. The players are on the outgoing ledger. They get the money. But they don't kick it in. The ones that kick it in and make everything possible are the fans. And I think they have to remember that.
I think what the owners should do is threaten to trade any player that is going to protest to Cleveland or the Jets.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You don't like it? Well, you're going to go to Cleveland or the Jets.
And you always get individuals. There was one player who said a couple of days ago, no matter what the fine is, I'm kneeling every game.
Yeah, for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, so la-di-da. Everybody's trying to make out they're the most socially conscious or this or that. Here's some texts. Okay. Going along the same line, let's see. Nailed it, Sandy. Sheep indeed. They're sheep. In every team, you know, you don't have 20 leaders on the team. You have one or two. And that's the way it always is. Always has been that way. You have one or two that kind of lead the team. And if these one or two are the ones that don't want to kneel, others are going to, in respect of my teammate. Baloney! Baloney! You don't get information from your teammate in any other form except that you don't want to disagree, because then maybe the media will spark it up a little bit and there'll be disagreements on the team. We're one family. Well, you're not a family. You're a team. Let's get it straight. You can have great kinship and great love, but you're not a family. That's a whole different ballgame. And so this is what they do. Somebody kicks it up, and the others are afraid to step up and go against it. And even though they come off when they're being interviewed as surefire leaders, surefire people who know what they want and what they don't want, they're not usually going to go against other members of the team.
No, you don't want to do that because you can't. Yeah. You're going to have a divided locker room. You're going to have a divided team. You're not going to play well. It's going to show up during the game.
If you're a quarterback and you don't agree with a wide receiver, well, the wide receiver, you know, may drop some of your passes, may not make you look good. Somebody may not block for you.
Or the quarterback on reverse side may not throw to that receiver anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the way it works. It's not that kumbaya locker room that you'd expect. Let's go to Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, excellent show.
Thank you.
You were very right just now. You used the correct term. They're uninformed. They don't have an idea even now of what they're protesting, and they're being used as tools by the leftists, by the Democrats. Look, to me, I always argue that Kaepernick never wanted to play. I don't even know if over the last 2 years he even practiced.
Remember, Kaepernick was offered an extension and he said no.
Yes, he does not want to play. I think there's something more subversive in his actions. But let me get to my point.
Sure.
The police and the military are the best. I want to say this. The president, what people are not focusing on is he's the head. The United States is a unique nation in the sense that he is the commander-in-chief of the military. He commands the military. And if you disrespect the military or go against the military or the flag, etc., he has to defend them. He had to come out and defend them. If the president did not, after those players started disrespecting the flag and the military, etc., he would be derelict of his duty. That's point one. Point two, look, it's my people. You can tell that I have an accent. I came from the islands originally. But I'm so ashamed because these people don't even understand what they're talking about. Because listen to this. The issue here is, are the elders in the black community telling the black American boys how to stay into school, how to become some police officers? No, they're not telling them that. How to protect your community, etc. All they're being told is resist, resist, fight the police officers, stand up against the system. They're not being told how to behave normally, and this is a behavioral issue, and it goes back simply to one fundamental issue. The Democratic Party has been the most devastating aspect of the black lives in America. Black lives have been destroyed by the dependency. In 1940, Sandy, 1940, 44% of black American households lived under the poverty line. From 1965 onwards, after Lyndon Baines Johnson's Great Society, that jumped to 80%. People need to wrap their heads around the fact that the democratic, leftist, socialist agenda is a failure and will destroy the United States. Trump is the only answer right now.
Okay, Peter, I hear you loud and clear. In fact, Tony and I were talking about the influences that come into the locker room, and he was mentioning that now, even at the young peewee level, they're very disrespectful to any kind of authority. It's the same thing. What do you think this is about? It's about the police. It's about the National Guard. It's about the armed forces in general. All people who wear uniforms, all people who are authority figures. And that's what this is about. They're anti-authority for anything.
What drives me crazy is how you'll have players and those who stick up for the players saying that, well, that doesn't mean that they don't love the country. It doesn't mean that they don't love the flag. They're just, and they don't love that they don't love the military. They do. They're just highlighting.
Oh, please.
No, you're disrespecting the military, the anthem, and the flag.
So they don't even know what the effect the protest has.
No,
they have no clue. They're sheep. That's what I said. They see somebody else do it, and then they do it. And we ran a soundbite with LaShawn McCoy earlier, in which he says the President Trump, is supposed to bring us together. He's the president. Where in the hell was LaShawn McCoy the last 8 years during Barack Obama, where every single speech divided us?
They don't recognize that division.
Yeah, every single speech was, how come they have something you don't have? Why are you not being treated fairly? Woe is me, we're the bad guys in the world. I mean, that was every speech. Was McCoy out of town? Was he moving furniture for his girlfriend? We don't know what he was doing, but he obviously wasn't listening.
If they bring a knife, you bring a gun.
That's him too, yeah. That brings a lot of people together. Together maybe to come on one or two sides. But that's the scary part. So they come up with something that they say regularly. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. What's wrong with that picture? We're back after this.
Biggest thing is that it's in a peaceful manner, you know, so that really bothered me. And I think us as a group, as a team, you know, we want to display that we come together as a team, you know, and show that to the world that no matter how different each other person are, we can come together. Simple as that.
Looks like you might get your baseball games in on Saturday. Just looking at a couple of showers. It looks better than it did yesterday.
We got the party Saturday. His baseball playoffs Monday, which is looking like rain. So
we'll
be in trouble there.
Well,
and it figures it's supposed to be the first day of football practice.
If you have any extra food, bring it over.
All right.
Buzzy and I will eat it.
You got it.
Because that's the good part about having a party. There's always leftover food. In fact, when's the last time you attended any social function that had food where you ran out?
I don't recall.
Anybody go, oh, we're out of potato salad. I didn't think they'd eat that much.
I love potato salad.
I do, too. No, you never run out of food. Buzzy, you go to a lot of social events.
Yes.
You ever go, well, what's the matter? There's no coffee here. There's no pie. What's going on?
No, there's always a spread from the beginning to the end. Unless you're at a very poorly planned party, but yeah. I have yet to attend one.
Yeah, usually you have plenty of food for the people coming to your party. It's a Friday night bash, by the way. Tonight is the Bisons take on the Durham Bulls, 7:05. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie. Wow. Wow. That movie is 40 years old now? Wow. The movie is called Grease. You remember how good she looked in those black leather jeans.
Stop it.
whether your favorite T-Bird or Pink Lady, make sure that you know how to do the hand jive. You know what's funny is I heard them say that this morning. And as I'm driving to work on my oldies station, they were playing Willie and the Hand Jive. Isn't that wild?
I love it.
Out of all the oldies, is that? But anyway, do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beach and Company, yeah, we got another impasse. They're not going to enforce the rules, their own rules. Let's see, the NFL puts the rules out. They're the only ones that can put the rules out. They're the only ones that can relax the rules. So they make up rules by their own people, and then they put them on hold. Isn't that funny? It's not really funny. It's pathetic is what it is. So they're not going to enforce it. So let me get this straight now. I think a great man once said, if you don't enforce a law, you don't have the law. I don't know who said it, but somebody should have, because that's the point. It's just meaningless if you don't enforce it. And they're so afraid that somebody is so offended socially with injustice toward the poor person who's offended that they can't possibly go on. Oh, really? So they hijack your game at your stadium wearing your uniform, taking money from the fans so that they can view your protest. Usually when you have a protest, it can be viewed for nothing, for free, but not in an NFL game. Now, Buzzy, we need some Facebook entries, please.
Well, let's go with Rich. He says, it's not what the players want. It should be what the fans want. They're the ones paying the bills. No pun intended.
Well, that's exactly true. The bills don't contribute a cent to the club, all right? The fans pay for it. The fans at home and the fans in the stadium. You're the one that fund not only the bills, all the teams. And if they're not making you happy, they're making a serious, serious misjudgment. Another, please.
Leo says, charge for non-football messages during televised events at the same rate as Budweiser is charged for their non-football message.
I like that. Pay for commercials. You want to buy a spot? Pay for a commercial. I don't think you'll be seeing many people ponying up for that.
Especially during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pay for your own spot. You want 30 seconds? Give me $400,000. Huh? Might that get their attention? So this is what is charged for people to watch you play football, not to give you a sermon. If we want a sermon, we'll go to a religious channel. Another, please.
Rich says, you know what's lacking? Competent NFL leadership.
Well, that too. The owners, of course, it's always a strange relationship between the commissioner and the owners. The owners hire the commissioner. The owners can fire the commissioner. But the commissioner can suggest things that are usually done. But the commissioner also has to keep in mind, we're talking about guys that are all extremely wealthy and have billions of dollars invested in their clubs. So you got to walk that fine line. You're not going to do something that's going to tick off the whole ownership or you'll be out. And so now you got the NFLPA, which is the labor group, who've been told all their lives that this is a family. Our team is a family. No, it's not. It's a group of professional athletes. It's not a family. So cut it out. Stop that. Don't do it anymore. Be truthful. At least be honest, okay? So that when somebody stands up and says, well, you know, we're in it together. Oh, that makes me want to barf, to be honest with you. You're not in it together when you sign a contract. And you're not in it together when you go to camp and you're playing the same position as somebody else. You're not in it together then. You want to knock their head off. You know, you want to do that. You know you want to do it. So you suddenly, because you've made the team, now you're all one family? I don't think so. One final one from you, Buffy.
You know, it's funny you say that. On Good Morning America this morning,
who was on?
The show Buffy with Sarah Michelle Gellar. They were talking about how the people who bought the house had to sue because they weren't aware that so many people were going to visit to take pictures of it when they bought the house.
Oh, that's not good.
They said the realtor left that information out.
I like her too, and I like Buffy St. Marie, Native American singer, great voice.
Richard says, this will be another season of empty stadiums, horrid TV ratings. Sorry, NFL, you are not too big to fail.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they really are. They really think like that. They are not too big to fail. We've talked about that well before the kneeling took place, well before Kaepernick ever kneeled outside of a Catholic church. We were talking about the NFL is getting too cocky. They're getting too comfortable with thinking that whatever they do is it. And we have no choice. We have a lot of choices because a lot of people want that money. A lot of people want you to spend it on something else. They want you to spend it on vacation or something special or a new car. They don't have to have your product. You have to keep them satisfied or you're suddenly going to be finding yourself, what's this balance sheet? It doesn't look too healthy. You got to pay attention to your customers or you won't have a business. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Back with Beach and Company, showing a little differentiation here on the text board. Just watch the World Cup, where every national team, even from some poor small countries, sang their whole national anthem with gusto. It was a nice thing to see. Now, I did watch the final cup game, and it's the first one I'd ever seen. And I was impressed with that, too.
I've seen tears come down the players' faces during the World Cup as they sang their country's national anthem.
It's pride. We're going to go and do this for you. How classy was MLB, Major League Baseball All-Star Game? That should be shown to all NFL players. Sandy, not everybody is mad. My wife is very happy. I went from football Sunday, can't go, to maybe I can go. I'll watch football next week. So, see, that's how it erodes. Very few people just go cold turkey. You go, okay, I'm going to watch every football game that's on. Tony Caligiuri. Even if it's past football games where I know who won. Tony Caligiuri. Even if it's games that are college games so that I can follow them before their professional career started. Tony Caligiuri. So it starts like that, and then it's, well, okay, I'll watch my team and a couple more. Then it's, I'm only going to watch my team. Then it's, my team isn't worth watching. The hell with it. I'm done. It goes in spurts. It doesn't happen all at once. But ticking off your customer base is not a good game plan. They know how to plan for the team they're going to play, but apparently they don't know how to plan to get the people who pay all the money that they earn. All the money, every penny that they earn comes from you. And so they don't know how to play that game. Apparently, they don't care. They just don't care. Anyway, how is the winner picked for the word game? Winner is, we have one winner an hour for $1,000, right? Yeah. You don't know? Don't you play?
No.
You're not allowed to. That's why. That was a trick question. You're not allowed to. Okay, let's go to who is next? It would be Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. I'm getting ready to go to church. Sandy, I told your screener earlier, it's a case of the allowing the inmates to run the asylum.
Looks like that, doesn't it? Yeah.
When there was all the to-do about the military, you know, being on the field, and then they found out that they had to pay, the military had to pay in order to do the, you know.
When we found that out, we were outraged. It wasn't well known.
Well, this is the point. If those owners are willing to let these idiots do what they want, I think these owners should take the salary of the players that, you know, refused to stay in the locker room or whatever, and give it to the military for the display.
Think about it like this. The money there that they get from the military, which we didn't know about, the flyovers, the big flags on the field and all that, that's income for the owners, and then the owners take some of that money and give it to the players. So the players don't want, they don't want to recognize the necessity of us showing some respect to the very people that are paying them.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
So that's the point. Any money that is, you know, that take their what would have been a bonus or extra thing from their salary in their contract, take it out of their whatever the cost of the game. Okay, whoever goes stays in the locker room or does whatever he wants. Take that amount of money, his part of the salary, and make a big check and stand on the field and say, this is our showing respect for the players that disagree with what you're doing.
Someone earlier had suggested that the players, if they want a political message, should buy a commercial.
Exactly.
Buy your own commercial. Make your own statement. Don't just cheese your way out on the owner's field, interrupting the owner's product, making people listen to something they didn't sign up for. And you call that courageous? I don't find it courageous at all.
And some of these owners, too. I mean, they're like you said, you're going along because, you know, it makes the other some maybe they might not agree with this, but they're going along because of the other.
Well, none of these guys need money. Let's start that way. They're not getting government cheese. And if they don't have enough balls to stand up to their own players, they shouldn't be in the NFL.
Exactly. They should give their – and the owners, too. Okay, if their team has X number of players that – decide to stay in the locker room, that portion, the amount of that should go from those players. The owner should contribute that same amount, like one for one, like whatever the player lost, the owner has to.
And remember, they didn't like the fact Trump said right at the beginning of this whole controversy, get him the hell out of off the field. Yeah, you know, throw him out. In some ways, it'd be interesting if Donald Trump were NFL commissioner.
Oh.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Can you imagine that? Now, he used to own a professional team. Was it the Generals, the New York Generals?
New Jersey Generals.
New Jersey Generals. Yeah, he owned a team at one time. And he made a bid for the Buffalo Bills. You think of how the world would have changed had his bid been the winning bid. Because he bid $1 billion, remember? And it was, I think, 1.4 that the Pegulas bid, if I'm not mistaken. But can you imagine if he had the winning bid, I don't think he would have run for president if he had just shelled out $1 billion to buy an NFL team. So somebody else would be president. History would be changed. Think about that. Think about that. And you think about it like this, too, is that people are surprised that anybody like Donald Trump could be president. How about the fact that people who made their money on fracking would own the team? These are not well-known professions to come into pro sports. But anyway, so these owners are not short on cash. So it's not like, gee, if you know, we're that close to not paying the light bill. They're making plenty of money. And they have to have enough confidence. It's the game that people go to see, and they don't go to see a political campaign. They don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. And if they took a hand vote before the opener, all those in favor of never hearing political messages at the games again, raise your hand. I think you would find virtually all the hands would be raised. Because the ones that are protesting don't know what the hell they're talking about most of the time. They're just regurgitating what they heard somewhere else. We'll be back after this.
The flag, the national anthem, means a lot, you know, to me, to my teammates. We had a long meeting Saturday night, and I was very bothered by the comments of our president of this country. As a president, you're supposed to lead us. You're supposed to bring us together.
It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're talking about the fact that, guess what? Those new rules that the NFL owners put into effect at the owners' meeting, they're being held, they're being frozen. They're not going to enforce them right now while they're having meaningful talks on policy with the players' union. I find that amusing, to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Yeah, if you have a rule that you're not enforcing, you don't have a rule. You don't have a rule. That's as simple as that. Just a reminder, what's better than a burger? How about 30? That's how many they serve up at Bourbon and Burger Company in Batavia. Right now, get a $20 voucher for $10 to use at Bourbon and Burger. It's today's deal of the day from MyBuffaloPerks.com. Yeah, the owners are showing no spine at all. It's not that we're looking for labor unrest, but you certainly have, as the owner of a team, probably paid at least $1 billion for. And you got a stadium that's worth a ton of money that most of the time the taxpayers are on the hook for. Have some guts. Have some guts. It's your investment. And the people of the community has shown faith in you by ponying up taxpayer dough to get this thing done. Special laws are sometimes made just to accommodate you. So you're going to sit back like a weenie and just not do anything? Well, is that offensive to you? Well, we simply won't enforce it. Oh, come on. And so I'm asking players, I think, have hexed the owners into thinking that they are in charge. The owners, as far as I know, are the principals. They're the ones that put up the dough, and they make the rules. Let's go to David in DePew. David, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for holding. What do you got for us?
Good to hear your voice. Hey, don't forget now, the new league is coming out soon with Vince McMahon, you know, so that's another pressure on the owners because in the back of their minds they're saying, hey, you know what, even if Vince McMahon lowers the boom on these guys, which he probably will, he's going to make them, you know, honor the flag, which they should.
Yeah, if they're going to go up against the NFL, I hope it's a good, legitimate brand of football. And I think they have some curiosity seekers. If they have a couple of good names and some good games, I think that people are ready to kind of cut down on their NFL experience.
Yeah, I mean, plus the fact is that the threat is there. There's a threat, okay, that they could just jump ship. Just say, hey, you know, look, you didn't let us do what we wanted to do in your league. We're going to the other league, okay? So all that, you know, potential increases to jump over. It happened with the other league. What was it, USFL?
Yeah, I mean, people love football. They like all kinds of football. If you give them a good, classy version of something that you think they'd like to see, I think the game, the NFL game, has, surely they have great athletes there, but it's gotten bloated. They've gotten a little too cocky. They've lost track of the mission. The mission is to entertain people for that broadcast or entertain people for that game, and they're getting away from it. Too many side issues now.
That's right. It's ridiculous. I watch Canadian football. They don't have none of that helmet to body rules. Helmet to helmet, I can see, but helmet to body. And now you're getting down. What are we in, a romper room here?
Okay. I hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much. Tony, what kind of things would a competitive league have to do to. You're never going to just totally make everybody quit the NFL, but draw them over and get them talking about something that their friends might be interested in.
I don't know. Like, you know, the talk of spring football coming on, I don't think that that's going to be a huge success. I think some people will watch it. people are traditionalists. They like football in the fall.
There's a feeling in the air for football.
Yeah, in the springtime, you have baseball starting up. You have hockey and the NBA getting into the playoffs. People are more into that. So I don't see a big switch in the whether you're the viewing or people wanting to play at that, in the springtime. I don't see anybody being able to compete with the NFL right now until the NFL implodes.
If they can get some traction and maybe compete for signing some promising names, people who might be really good. So I think people will stick with a team that's competitive but has a super player. They may not be Super Bowl caliber, but it's a good game. I think people are looking for good football. And also, the last caller said, I think maybe we're getting a little too soft. Now, it's easy for us to say because we're not putting the helmet on every week. But maybe the league has gotten a little too soft as far as hits and things like that.
I think the one league, I don't think it's Vince McMahon's league, that wants to focus their attention on college towns, taking those players. Let's say you're in Tennessee area, so you want to get mostly the Tennessee Vols on that team. You have people that have been watching those players for the last couple of years playing for Tennessee, so they might continue to follow the team or the players into professional football.
You mean like the Bills and Khalil Mack? Is that a good example?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just thought I'd add that.
Took Sammy Watkins instead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but he is president now of the Hair Club for Men.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins.
And the Earth is Flat.
Yeah, and Rob Johnson has a cannon for an arm.
He did,
but the cannon is
Jeff
now,
George also had a cannon for an arm.
Yeah, and no brain.
Right.
Yeah, he has a cannon for an arm. Unfortunately, the cannon is on the main Veterans of Foreign Wars building on Main Street in who knows who land.
Yeah.
Not the cannon's still not operative. All right. Basically, I think there's an unrest, not with the people who want to kneel. I think there's an unrest with the people who don't want to be lectured to by NFL players. I'm sorry. I don't think that's necessary. Unless you want to teach me how to tackle somebody or throw a football or catch a football or, kick a field goal, whatever, unless you want to teach me that, I'm not interested in political messages from the NFL.
Well, it also goes into what we talked about the other day, that everybody has to get political now. Every single thing on social media, everybody's a political expert.
But I think my example of Kim Jong-un meeting with Donald Trump, who was criticized by LaShawn McCoy, who can't even get his girlfriend to move out of his house, shows me that there's a reality check is needed in the NFL. All right, that about wraps it up. Guess what we got? Yeah, we got the cash code for $1,000. 72881 is the number you text. And the word for this hour is adventure. ADVENTURE, adventure. 72881. Good luck to you. You might win that $1,000.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.